Duval's election supervisor, Mike Hogan, says his office will be setting up early voting sites at the campuses of the University of North Florida and Edward Waters College. Hogan initially wasn't sure if the sites would be ready in time, and several community groups pushed back. The news came in an email to city council members Sunday evening. Hogan says he couldn't give that commitment last month when asked about it because there were too many unknowns. One, he needed to know the result of a lawsuit against 32 Florida counties saying they should provide Spanish language ballots.
We had no idea when that decision was going to be made. And the other was, if we can get the equipment, what lead time are we going to have?
But earlier this month, a ruling came down. Elections offices must offer Spanish sample ballots, which Hogan says is doable. And he was able to get the new equipment.
Now it has to go through all its checks and its paces, and we've got to make sure that it's election ready.
Hogan says that makes 20 early voting sites in Duval, and he's asking people to use them or mail-in ballots because a long list of amendments could mean long lines on Election Day, November 6th. In response to Hogan's note, Councilman Garrett Dennis is withdrawing a bill that would have dedicated funding to getting the two sites up and running. Hogan says his office is able to pay for them. And the reason for the push for voting on college campuses now? Well, a judge recently ruled a ban against college voting sites in Florida was discriminatory. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.